created to have some fun together, sharing and singing. So, join and enjoy!
Our love for opera brings us together. Thanks for being with us in this trip.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another program. Today, we have an invited guest that will be with me, sharing some of the material that we have for today. But before we go to that presentation, I would like to first tell you that this is the first time that in this program, or at least in this series, that we are going to be talking about a zarzuela. For people who are already aware of what the zarzuela is, it is the Spanish genre. The zarzuela has a good number of... I am pretty certain that I will commit the same mistake several times, because we are very used to the language of opera. But the first thing that I have to put in my mind is that I don't have to say that Luisa Fernández is an opera, but it is rather a zarzuela. And keep also in mind that the numbers for the singers are not arias, but are romanzas. So I will try not to commit a mistake, but I will certainly do, but I will try not to. And there is a good reason why I wanted to bring to this program Luisa Fernanda. Luisa Fernanda is a very lovely composition by Maestro Moreno Torroba. It's one of the very few zarzuelas. By the way, I would like to mention now that people like to call zarzuela the género chico, as a small or a smaller genre when compared to opera. And there are a couple of things that are unfair when you say that the zarzuela is just a smaller, less important genre. It is true that usually, technically speaking, from the musical point of view, they are less complicated or less advanced than the opera. But it is true that sometimes, and a good number of times, the librettos are as complex and as interesting as you could find in many of the operas. This is going to be the case for Luisa Fernanda. Luisa Fernanda, if you don't speak Spanish, is the name of a woman. That's what she's called. And there are four main singers in this zarzuela. Of course, Luisa Fernanda, who is usually sung by a mezzo. It is the man she always loved, Javier, who will start as a soldier, I will say, and scales up to higher levels in the militia of Spain. There is also Vidal Hernando, who is a baritone and who will be the superstar of the Luisa Fernanda. I would also like to mention, if you have not listened to our previous programs, that in zarzuela, opposite to what happens in the opera usually the hero is the tenor. In the zarzuela, usually the hero is the baritone. And we will notice that Vidal Hernando, the baritone here, has three amazingly beautiful romanzas and two very interesting duets as well. And he's the main character of this zarzuela. I will give you a further detail a little ahead. And there is also the Duquesa Carolina, a soprano, that will play somehow the role of the antagonist. Well, she isn't really that involved, not at least as in the same level as the three other characters. We will talk a little more about the character of La Duquesa Carolina. Before we jump into the details of this beautiful libretto, of course, I would like to say that it is in Spanish, and it paints Madrid, the capital of Spain, 1868. That's when the story begins. And when the curtain goes up, we have a number of people. I wanted to mention that if we wanted to compare it to the opera, we would say that given the nature of the characters and the libretto, we would say that it is also as the Verismo. Why Verismo? Not because it's going to be as shouted and hard as the Verismo, but it is going to tell the story of typical people. The story will not be around the king or the queen or people from the royalty. They will be just common people sharing, you will understand, a triangle of love, because you know every story that deserves to be told usually has a triangle of lovers there. But it is only typical. People and the way it is depicted, the characters on the stage are people from a Madrid you could find in those years. There is also a political background where it all happens, but I will stop a little ahead to tell you more about what is politically going on while the three lovers are having their stories told. Okay, so now we're ready to start talking about more detail about Luisa Fernanda, but I was also telling you that we have a voice that will be with us today. It is a baritone voice, you will notice the moment you hear him. He will be reading for us part of the libretto, because I find it very, very interesting that you hear how it sounds in Spanish. If you people don't speak Spanish, don't worry, I will give you part of the translation of it. And we will start. People hardly ever notices that a few moments after the zarzuela has just started, there is a character called El Saboyano that enters the stage and that sings a very short, still lovely melody. It is also called, you will find that it has a similar composition as the Habanera in Carmen, and it is mainly because it's a part of the same gender, it is also an habanera, so El Saboyano, it will have the same rhythm. And if you pay attention, if you speak Spanish, and if you don't, I will give you some details a little ahead, you will notice that he somehow is telling the story that we will hear as this zarzuela has started. And this is the words that El Saboyano sings.
Marchaba a ser soldado cuando al mozo le salió a despedir la moza que la amaba y que quería con él partir. Anda con Dios, soldadito, que a las banderas te vas, yo te prometo y te anuncio que vas a ser general. Y el soldado le contesta, paloma mía, yo he de volver, y en nuestra boda serán mis arras las entorchadas de brigadier. Y allá se quedó sobre ribazo, con el pañuelo diciendo adiós. La prometida del soldadito, hasta que apenas se ven los dos, no vuelve el soldadito. Ya 10 años que el pueblo salió, no cumple la mozuela la palabra que le empeñó, y ella le aguarda pensando que si no ha vuelto es quizás para venir con la faja de capitán general. El soldadito no le contesta cuando le escribe cartas de amor, y ella que está triste, la pobrecita, porque sospecha que se murió. ¿Quién le dijera que el soldadito sueña que ya en los brazos de otra mujer, y que en su boda fueron los arras, los entorchados de brigadier?
Marchaba a ser soldado cuando al mozo le salió a despedir la moza que le amaba y que quería con él partir. Anda con Dios, soldadito, que a las banderas te vas, yo te prometo y anuncio que vas a ser general. Y el soldadito le contestaba, paloma mía, yo he de volver, y en nuestra boda serán mis arras los entorchados de brigadier. Y allá se queda sobre un ribazo con el pañuelo diciendo adiós. La prometida del soldadito, hasta que apenas se ven los dos, no vuelve el soldadito. Ya 10 años que del pueblo salió, no corte a la mocita la palabra que la empeñó, y ella le aguarda pensando que si no ha vuelto es quizá para venir con la faja de capitán general. Y el soldadito no la contesta cuando le escribe bonita porque sospecha que se murió. ¿Quién le dijera que soldadito sueña en los brazos de otra mujer? Y que en su boda fueron las arras los entorchados de brigadier.
And so, with that very lovely melody of El Saboyano, who has advanced us a little about what this zarzuela is going to be about, that woman that is left behind is going to be Luisa Fernanda, because this very ambitious guy called Javier will leave town to become not only a soldier, but become a general or a captain or a way to escape the reality where he was wrong. And Luisa Fernanda would wait for him for a good number of years for his return, as she always loved him. Pretty much I have spoiled the whole story, because this is what is going to be happening. But right after this number, there is the entrance of Javier. I was telling you that these numbers are called romanzas. I have to confess personally that I don't like this very famous romanza called Este Apacible Rincón de Madrid. I know that at this point many people would be against my point of view, but this is just my personal point of view. I really don't like this romance. I'm not saying that it is a horrible composition, it's just that I don't like it. Maybe because I don't like the character of Javier, but personally, well, Javier will tell us in his romanza basically the counterpart of what I just mentioned, that he was born in that beautiful place of Madrid where he was young, and one day he decided to leave because he wanted triumph, he wanted fortune, and so he had to escape that place. And we only his ambition being the trigger of the motivation of him, he will leave, and he wraps up when he says, y hoy mis alas ambicionan vuelos de águila caudal. So at this point, many people will clap. And let's not give much more time to Javier, who just happened to return to Madrid, asked for Luisa Fernanda, could not find her there, and so he leaves to do something else. But right after that, there is this very, very, very lovely duet between Luisa Fernanda and Vidal Hernando. At this point, we have to mention that Luisa Fernanda is a young woman, but Vidal Hernando, our hero and the baritone, is much older. There is not a detail of how much older is he than hers. On stage, you may usually notice that he's in his 50s, one may suppose, while Luisa Fernanda is in her 20s, one would suppose. So there is a good number of years that puts them apart. But for Vidal, Vidal is rich, by the way, and he's from the region of Extremadura in Spain. So that is why he's called Extremeño. You will hear that word very often in the zarzuela, Extremeño, making reference to the region where he comes from. So he's not a young man, much an older guy, rich, and from Extremadura. In this duet called En mi tierra extremeña, that's what he's going to be talking about, how his tierra extremeña is about this.
En mi tierra extremeña tengo un nido de amores entre encinas bizarras y castaños y robles, donde el pájaro quiere de que una pájara venga para ser soberana de mi casa labriega.
And if you notice his words, he's a very simple man. Opposite to Javier, who is talking about ambition, flying away, gearing triumph, gearing recognition, for Vidal, he just has to mention that in his land, he has a nest of loves in the trees. He mentions the trees that are in his lands. Donde el pájaro quiere que una pájara venga, which means where a he-bird wants his she-bird to just get where he will call his home. para ser soberana de mi casa labriega. And Luisa Fernanda, from the very beginning, and we have to pay attention to that, Luisa Fernanda is not reciprocal to the love of Vidal Hernando, because she just answers, yo Vidal le agradezco sus palabras amables, pero siento decirle que su afán llega tarde. Tengo amores antiguos. And before I forget, for people who speak Spanish, if anybody listening here is a native speaker of Spanish, you will notice that zarzuela is very elegant. The Spanish they use is very, very elegant, of course, written by cultivated people, sometimes poets, same cases as in the opera. So all these words are so well put together that it is lovely not only to sing it, but also to read them. So we have said, she has answered, well, Vidal, I thank you very much for your kind words, but I have to tell you that your love comes a little too late because I have other ancient loves. Of course, by those loves, she means the love she has for Javier. So that's the main obstacle that Vidal has. And now, as they move on with the duet.
Yo, señorita, no soy un ladrón de amores, ni envidio con tristeza la suerte de otros hombres. Yo es que la quiero con un querer tan vano.
And it is very interesting that Vidal is always a gentleman, because he says that he is not there to steal her love, and he is not there to envy the luck of other men. It's just that she loves her with such a deep love, con un querer tan hondo. And Luisa Fernanda insists and replies, oh, I would love you if I didn't love Javier. She doesn't say Javier, but we know that she's talking about Javier. And Vidal replies, ah, then there is a hope for me. What is the hope? That if she didn't love Javier, then she would love Vidal. So Vidal is comfortable in being the second, which is not fair, but for him, it's good enough. Luisa Fernanda replies, no le ilusione pensar en mí, which means don't make any false illusion about me.
Mejores días aguardaré, y entonces a cantarle mis anhelos. Con rústricos alardes yo vendré. Montraza de mis montes, relacario de mis sueños, de la feria de Trujillo te he traído un aderezo. Como pide la persona, de corales y de perlas, lo mismítimo que tu boca.
That very beautiful melody, I will share with you how it goes a little ahead. But that beautiful melody of Montraza de mis montes, relicario de mis sueños, de la feria de Trujillo te he traído un aderezo, como pide la persona, de corales y de perlas, de corales y de perlas, lo mismito que tu boca. In that part, it already becomes a more a song duet. The other is quasi parlato, quasi cantato, but this part is now really, really song intonated, because now Luisa Fernanda replies, yo montaraza sería de sus montes si fuera libre y dueña de oír otros amores. And the duet goes on because Vidal says, oh, it is because he insists on the same words that he said before, that he loves her so, so much with such a deep love, and she insists that she would love him if he didn't love another guy before. So Luisa Fernanda leaves and says, adios Vidal, and Vidal wraps up with also a very beautiful phrasing that goes like this.
Los hombres de mi tierra, cuando quieren, no pierden la esperanza de triunfar. Ah, Montraza de mis montes, amapola de mis trigos, relicario de mis sueños, manantial de mi cariño. No se duelen mis amores del desdén con los que nos tratas. Para un río de desdén, tengo un puente de esperanzas.
Los hombres de mi tierra, cuando quieren, no pierde la esperanza de triunfar. ¡Oh! mis trigos, relicario de mis sueños, manantial de mi cariño. No se duelen mis amores del desdén con que los tratas. Para un río de desdenes tengo el puente de esperanza.
Of course, as it usually happens in the opera, when you have a final part by a singer, the singer likes to show off, right? So they keep the note for much longer or much higher than it is written. So this last phrase that Vidal says, para un río de desdenes tengo un puente de esperanzas, pictures us very clear the hope that he will have until the end to have some reciprocity in the love of Luisa Fernanda. But now it is time. La Duquesa Carolina happens to live very close to Luisa Fernanda's place as well. And so La Duquesa Carolina has noticed that Javier is in town. So he says, well, that soldier is attractive, so I will invite him to join me here. In the libretto it says in her palacete, which is, it's not a big palace, it is a cute, smaller palace. So that is the Duquesa Carolina's house. And so she invites him to join her. And there is another super, super, super very famous duet called Caballero del Alto Plumero, which refers to the gentleman. The Alto Plumero is a reference to the, let's say, helmet or hat that he has, which with big feathers in the top of it. That's why it is called Caballero del Alto Plumero. And Carolina invites Javier to join her. It is a very famous duet that all tenors and sopranos like to sing because they can show their high notes, they can show if they have a musical taste for singing it together. And of course, since we don't have a soprano here, there is no way we can actually sing that duet. But I'm going to share you a little part of how it goes, because I am pretty sure that you know this melody, that you have heard it in the past. If you have attended concerts where there is a soprano and a tenor and they sung zarzuela, most likely they sung it. It goes, a part of it goes like,
Caballero del Alto Plumero, es tan galante su atrevimiento que por mí no es difícil empresa, puesto que tiene franca la puerta.
And Javier replies,
al pasar el caballero por la puerta del jardín, va hechizado por los ojos que le miran desde allí. Va contento de su suerte y embriagado del olor de esta rosa desprendida del rosal del corazón.
By the end of the duet, they will join in almost the same phrase when they say, una flor no es un billete para el juego del amor. Javier will reply, sutil olor. Carolina will say, tal vez fatal. And the two of them will say, digna es la flor de aquel rosal. So they disappear from the stage. They continue talking. Unfortunately, Luisa Fernanda realizes that Javier, instead of waiting for her, now has joined Duquesa Carolina. That hurts her heart very much because she can hear them from the street as they continue singing the duet. They continue with that melody of Caballero del Alto Plumero. And so at the end, when they say, that with the same words of the duet, Luisa will take a part of it and will say that her heart is broken. Una flor se me ha caído del rosal del corazón. She will say,
una flor se me ha caído del rosal del corazón.
And then Vidal Hernando, still with the hope of having Luisa's love, will say,
en el rosal del corazón hay un lugar para otra flor.
And with that, the curtain will fall and we will have finished our first act. The second act happens to be very bright. There is close to the church of the town, there is this small celebration. Well, for people who are from Hispanic countries, will know what a kermes or a bazaar would look like, and this is what happens there. And happens to be on stage another very, very, very famous number called Mazurca de las Sombrillas, where basically everybody sings, and this duet has also the female chorus and the male chorus singing it, and the rhythm of the mazurka, if you are familiar with that gender. It is a lovely act, and the words the female chorus sings is, a San Antonio como es un santo casamentero pidiendo matrimonio le agobian tanto que yo no quiero pedirle al santo más que un amor sincero. And the male chorus replies,
yo, señorita, que soy soltero y enamorado, la veo tan bonita que soy tan sincero y estoy pasmado de que un soltero no lleve usted a su lado.
This this chorus or this duet is more about flirting. You know, these are called here in Spain, if you are familiar with that, they are called pollos, which are the male, young, attractive men, single, they are the pollos, and the damiselas are the young, beautiful ladies. So they are saying, San Antonio, also who are familiar with the Catholic religion, San Antonio is the saint who makes you the miracle of getting you a couple, somebody to marry with. So they say that, I am asking San Antonio to send me someone, but I don't want anything else but a sincere love. And the pollos have replied, yo señorita que soy soltero y enamorado, la veo tan bonita que soy sincero y estoy pasmado que un soltero no lleve usted a su lado. How is it possible that you are so beautiful and lovely and you are walking all alone now that I am here? And that lovely duet and choir has also another phrase that goes, a la sombra de una sombrilla de encaje y seda, como es muy queda, canta el amor. And it goes like,
a la sombra de una sombrilla de encaje y seda, con voz muy queda, canta el amor.
And Carolina replies,
a la sombra de una sombrilla son ideales los madrigales a media voz.
And you'll have to imagine the music, but because remember that I cannot play any music here because copyright will fall over this program, and we don't want that to happen, and that's why we cannot play that music there. But I'm sure you would really, really love the Mazurca de las Sombrillas. That's the name of that number. And it is in this part of the act that we have learned that Carolina, remember that she's a duchess, has noticed that the people in town are grouping together to fight against the monarchy. I was telling you earlier that the whole zarzuela, Luisa Fernanda, happens in the middle of a political movement, and the political movement wants the liberation of Spain from the kingdom of Isabella. It is made reference that Isabel is the queen who has been reigning over there, and there is a good number of Spanish people who are against that. This political moment takes a peak there because I was telling you that the Duchess has noticed that. And now she does not only want Javier, because at the end Javier is part of the army, so loyal to the queen, but she notices also that Vidal has been playing some part in that political party. She doesn't know that Vidal joined that political party only because he wants to be against Javier. So Vidal's motivation is not political, only that he hates Javier. He knows that Javier is the love of Luisa, so that's why he joins that party. But La Duchesse, Carolina, she doesn't know. So she goes to Vidal and starts flirting to him because she says that she wants a favor, or she's open to paying to that a good amount of money to get that man. That man is Vidal. She wants to have the loyalty of Vidal Hernando, because at the same time, the political party that asked Vidal to join is because, since Vidal is rich, remember that Vidal is rich, Vidal has the money that the political party needs. At the end, everything ends and starts and finishes with money. So Vidal replies to La Duchesse, para comprar a un hombre se necesita mucho dinero. Una mujer que compra cuando se empeña no mira el precio, because Vidal has replied, if you want to buy a man, you really need a lot of money. And Carolina replies that when a woman wants to buy something, she doesn't care about the price. And they go on with that duet. That is a very soft confrontation between Vidal and Carolina, the two of them being politically opposites, because Carolina, of course, is responding to the power of the Queen Elizabeth, and Vidal is the part of the political party that wants the liberation of Spain. So there is this soft confrontation between the two of them. Luisa would return just to find that Vidal was talking to La Duquesa. Vidal, for a second, thinks that Luisa is jealous, and he's very happy because he thinks that if Luisa is jealous, it's because she loves him. But the truth is that Luisa is not jealous because Vidal is with Carolina. She is jealous because she knows that Carolina already has Javier and now wants to have Vidal. So Carolina is going to have the two of them. That's the true reason why Luisa Fernández is jealous. Unfortunate for Vidal. So he's wrong about the reason of the jealousy. And that confrontation ends up, but there is something that is going to happen, because Vidal knows that Javier is the man whose love Luisa Fernández belongs to, and so he's very upset. And there is a point at this kermes, at this celebration, that La Duchesse says there in the raffle, they are a number that they will be, in fact, what we call in Spanish subasta. You know, when you bet for a higher price and the man who gives the higher price gets it. So she says that she is going to dance with the man who pays more for that ticket. So Javier, even though he's in the militia, he's not rich. So Javier puts some money on the table. And remember that Vidal is rich and he doesn't want La Duchesse, but he wants the confrontation with Javier. So he arrives, puts much more money on the table, and wins the dance with La Duchesse. So La Duchesse is happy because she sees that two men have a confrontation because of her. But Vidal does something that is that makes everybody upset. Once La Duchesse is ready to dance with Vidal, Vidal gives La Duchesse to Javier and says, I give it away to you, which means se la regalo yo, which is, of course, an offense, because at the end she's a Duchesse. So saying that he's giving away the dance with La Duchesse is a terrible offense that Javier replies to, saying, bailaré con la duquesa, pero sepa usted, señor, que este guante que me lanza pronto lo recogeré y se lo devolveré yo. Which means that in the near future, they will have a duel because of the offense that Vidal has made to La Duchesse. This act wraps up with a very lovely melody, similar to the opening of La Mazurca, and affretando, which means with the music going faster, the curtain falls, and that is the end of the second act. As we are moving now to the third act, and notice how fast we have moved, the third act opens in the background, or you will notice if you have attended or if you see a recording on YouTube or any other media, that I was telling you there was a political party involved and the militia under the Queen's sovereign, and that act starts in fact with a battle. One can hear the battle very close to the small town where Luisa Fernanda lives. That confrontation, those canyons, you can even in some representations you can hear the canyons. But before we jump to the political stuff that is going to happen there is this second romanza for Vidal, which is again absolutely lovely. It is called Por el amor de una mujer, For the love of a woman, where Vidal describes that he is ready to die, that he is ready to fight, because he's going to do it for the love of a woman. We all know that it is because of the love for Luisa Fernanda.
Luché la fe por el triunfo de un ideal redentor. Yo, que no soy más que un hombre, lucho por mi corazón, por enfrentarme a la vida y a la muerte, con el rival de mis sueños de ayer. La libertad he encontrado a quien la defiende con fe, por el amor de una mujer que adoró. Si hay que luchar sobre reñir, si hay que vencer sobre morir. Mas yo no pido recompensa a nadie, mientras consiga mi ilusión, que no falte sin querer. El ideal de mi ambición es el amor de la mujer que adoró. Y el ideal de mi ambición es que la quiero. Nada me importa en la vida como la luz de su amor. Rabia de celos me impulsa, y ella me inspira el valor. Si ella me pide el honor y la vida, dueña será de mi vida y de mi honor. Y de ofrecerle, si quiere, sangre de mi corazón, por el amor de una mujer que adoro, si hay que luchar sobre reñir. Si hay que vencer sobre morir, más que yo no pido recompensa a nadie, mientras consiga mi ilusión, que no me falte su querer, el ideal de mi ambición. Es el amor de la mujer que adoro, por quien se quiere, con la fe se riñe, feliz se muere.
And with that, of course it takes a high note because Vidal grabs up, feliz se muere! And with that, it finishes that very, very, very lovely. If you notice the words, how he describes what he's ready to do for the love of the woman. Por el amor de la mujer que adoro. Right after that, we go back to the confrontation. They have defeated the royal militia of the queen. But Javier was leading that militia. So Javier is being taken as a prisoner. But before we jump to that he's being taken as a prisoner, remember that I was telling you about La Duchesse, who lives very close to that place. But La Duchesse was on her way to going home when she notices that there is a confrontation, so she is not willing to be left alone, and so she joins the place that is run by the father of Luisa Fernanda. She arrives there, and when she arrives there, Luisa, of course, is very upset because of the last things that have been happening. And Carolina arrives, she knows she's a duchess, she's from the royalty, And so she treats everybody as second-class people. And Carolina says, sí, ya vi, desde lejos que se lucha. So she says, yeah, I heard from afar that there is a fight. And Carolina says, pero ¿qué quieren? Alguien los envenenó. Making reference to what could they be fighting about if we are all good under the queen's rayon. Alguien los envenenó, saying somebody poisoned their minds. And then Carolina says, quieren matar los egregios designios que nunca mueren. Making reference that she and the rest of the royalty will always be there. That there is no way that the democracy of the government of people will ever replace them. Luisa Fernanda shouts and says, no señora, lo que quieren es que no haya privilegios. Of course, the father and mother of Luisa Fernanda tell her to be silent. How do you happen, or how do you dare to defy La Duchesse, looking and shouting at her, because at the end La Duchesse, you know, is to be respected, not to be confronted. But Luisa Fernanda is and so upset that she continues, and now there is a very interesting monologue when she is going to yell at La Duquesa Carolina and is going to tell us not only about love, but she's going to tell us why they are fighting for.
El que corresponde a un grito de rebeldía. Sí, padre, no puedo más. Luisa Fernanda salió. Ya es hora de que hable yo y que me escuchen los demás. Para usted la vida es bella mirando desde su altura, pero qué triste y qué dura cuando hay que luchar por ella. Riquezas, las que heredó. Alegría, la que pide. Rango, su boca lo mide. Amores, los que compró. Las diversiones logradas y los capítulos colmados, y para los desgraciados, unas piadosas miradas, venga a un orden diferente. Mejor o peor, no sé, pero donde yo y usted nos veamos frente a frente, ni más baja ni más alta, al nivel del corazón, que con la misma emoción, lo mismo palpita y salta. Más lo que no puede ser es que usted tenga derecho a las ansias que en su pecho haya sentido nacer, y además por el placer que abunda con su grandeza. ¡A asombrecer de tristeza los ojos de otra mujer!
And to this very, there is something that I haven't mentioned, and that it is very, very important to say. The zarzuela, some people may say that do not need the greatest singers. That may be true for some zarzuelas, but it takes very good actors. Maybe not the best singers, but of course the best actors. You may have noticed at this point that Luisa does not have a single romanza for herself. She has had some part or participation in duets, but Luisa Fernanda doesn't sing alone, which is very... If you are used to the opera, you know that the soprano usually has one or two arias and everything goes silent because you want to give all the focus to her. But Luisa Fernanda, despite being the main character of the zarzuela, she doesn't have an aria. But she has this scene that really takes a great actress to portray. I will just mention, as I was telling you before, that in this confrontation, she will put to the eyes of Carolina what they are fighting for. They are fighting because rich people have everything because they inherited. Happiness, all they have to do is ask for it. Love, they can pay for it. But for the poor, what is there left? There is nothing left. That's what Luisa Fernanda is telling La Duchesse. And La Duchesse doesn't really reply to her and says, no comprendo tu lenguaje. Luego te contestaré. And leaves the scene. So when we pay attention to the triangle of love between Vidal, Luisa, and Javier, you don't have to forget that there is this political movement happening in the background, because from my perspective, Moreno Torroba didn't want to address this conflict openly, and that's why he put it in the background. But still, it is very important because going back to what I was telling you before, that Javier has been kept now as a prisoner. Vidal Hernando, in fact, was the one who defeated him in the field of battle. Javier is being taken as a prisoner, and at that point, everybody's happy because the militia that responds to the queen didn't win. But then there is another group of militia that arrives and defeats the militia of people. They arrive to town and they take Javier, and they say that they will take prisoners all the people in town who participated in that they call revuelta. Just people struggling. So they now, things have gone opposite, and the winners are now the losers of the battle. Javier, instead of being a prisoner, now he's going and leaves the stage with La Duquesa Carolina, who gives her arm to him, and they both leave in front of the sadness and, you know, this anger of being defeated again by the army of the queen. That's how the political conflict wraps up on stage. And we go back to the happy part of the zarzuela. And we are going to have, I was telling you that luckily for the baritone, there are three very beautiful romanzas. And we are going to hear the most famous of the three, romanzas that are of for Vidal Hernando. It is called the Coro de Variadores, making reference to the choir of the people, I would say peasants, if we wanted to translate it, because variadores cannot translate into English. It makes reference to people who work the land, so they are called there the variadores. So it is Vidal and the Coro de Variadores. It is a very, 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 very lovely romanza that the word goes like this.
En una de esas, de la Extremadura, tengo una casita. Blanquina y chicuca, parece un palacio, mi pobre casina. Pues guardo una moza como una infinita. Me llena de gozo saber que la moza me aguarda y me espera. Contando las horas, pensar que la tratan igual que una reina y ser en mis prados el rey de la espera. ¡Ay, mi morena, morena clara! ¡Ay, mi morena, qué gusto de mirarla! Toda la vida, mi compañera, toda la vida será mi morena. ¡Ay, mi morena, morena clara!
Bienvenidos los variadores, ya que alegres venís y cantando, con vosotros yo quiero cantar, cantar mis amores, pues me enamoré. En una de esas de la Extremadura tengo una casina blanquina y chicuca. Parece un palacio mi pobre casina, pues guarda una moza como la infantina. Me llena de gozo saber que la moza me aguarda y me espera contando las horas. Pensar que la tratan igual que a una reina y ser en mis prados el rey que la espera. Ay, mi morena, morena clara, ay, mi morena, qué gusto de mirarla toda la vida, mi compañera, toda la vida será la mi morena. Por los encinares de la Mideza, los variadores van a su faena. Por los encinares voy en mi caballo, pa' ver a la moza que me ha enamorado. Será, si Dios quiere, el ama y señora de mis encinares y de mi persona, y de los pastores de la dulce gaita, que hará las delicias de la soberana. Ay, mi morena, morena clara, ay, mi morena, qué gusto da mirarla toda la vida, mi compañera toda la vida, será la mi morena.
That is the very lovely third romanza by Vidal Hernando. As you noticed, Maestro Moreno Torroba really wrote a very splendid piece for Vidal Hernando to show his beautiful, very, very beautiful voice, his baritone voice. And there is a good number of people who love this romanza, because people usually also call it La Morena, Morena Clara. Instead of the Coro de Variadores, they call it the Morena Clara, that romanza, in reference to the woman he portrays in there. But things are going horribly wrong. That is so true. Things are going so horribly wrong because remember that the last thing we heard from Javier is that they had won at the end and that he had left with La Duquesa Carolina, but years have passed, and now the Queen Isabel is no longer reigning Spain. And it is said that La Duchesse had to escape from Spain and that she ran from Portugal to Portugal, sorry, and that she ran and that Javier went with her. Once defeated, he escaped and La Duchesse escaped as well. So this is a different Spain, but it is something that Vidal had sent another character called Daníbal to get the wedding dress for Luisa. He came back, he actually traveled to Portugal to get the dress, so he comes back, and when he comes back, he's left alone for a second with Luisa Fernanda, and we learned that he did not only bring the dress, it is also Javier who came back with him, and now is pleading Luisa Fernanda to come back. And so there is this small duet that says cállate corazón, duérmete y calla, and for now Luisa has to face Javier in the fact that she always loved him. And Luisa Fernanda starts saying, cállate corazón, duérmete y calla, no debe retoñar la hierba. Cuando más cruel es más sabroso. Then it jumps to Javier replying, dichoso el que en su camino de duelos y de pesares escucha una voz amiga que alegra sus soledades. Luisa Fernanda has asked her heart to just shut up, go to sleep and be quiet, don't let the bad air to grow again, making reference that she had learning that Javier had escaped to Portugal with the Duchess, She thought that she would never see Javier again. And now, having him in front of her, she feels again the love growing up. And she doesn't want to pay attention to that. Javier, very sad, replies that after all this suffering, he's happy to hear Luisa Fernanda's voice again. Felices los desterrados que encuentran en su destierro, para el dolor de una ausencia el bálsamo de un recuerdo. She replies, calla por Dios, Javier, no me atormentes, vete por caridad, déjame y vete. Then Javier says that he has come back to say goodbye, that he's saying goodbye for good. But Luisa Fernanda says, nunca ya te veré, Dios me consuele. Again, making us remember that she's still in love with Javier. Javier says, con la esperanza voy de que aún me quieres. I still have the hope that you still love me. Luisa Fernanda replies, contra mi voluntad te quise siempre, cuando fuiste ilustre, cuando no eras nadie, cuando me quisiste, cuando me olvidaste.
Subir, subir y luego caer, la forma, fortuna alcanzar y volverá a perder.
Amar, amar, sin dejar de creer, y venir el amor cuando no puede ser.
Subir y subir y luego caer.
Y venir el amor cuando no puede ser.
So, after this, Javier leaves the stage, but he's really not leaving the stage. Or at least for the audience, for us, he's leaving the stage, but something else is going to happen. And I was telling you that to our eyes, Javier left the stage, but when they are getting ready for the marriage, for the ceremony, Vidal and Luisa are together again with all the people all the guests that have been invited, Javier enters the scene and he says, aunque me cueste la vida, vengo a implorar tu clemencia. Tanto me da que me maten como morirme de pena. Luisa Fernanda replies, vete, Javier. Javier replies, para siempre. Luisa Fernanda replies, vete, Javier, y no vuelvas.
Basta.
Vidal, es un loco.
Yo dictaré la sentencia.
Vidal.
Es inútil contra el amor. No hay quien pueda. Tú con el alma concedes, mientras con la boca niegas. Porque a las raíces hondas ningún viento se las lleva. ¿No me quieres? Me lo dices. Bien, me lo has dicho, morena.
Seré tu esposa.
Mañana no quiero que lo parezca y estemos uno del otro. Más lejos cuando más te acercas. Vete con él. De la casa toma tu ajuar y tus prendas. También va mi corazón contigo, mas no le temas. Que un corazón que perdona no es una carga que pesa.
Adiós, Vidal. Dios te ayude.
Adiós, hija.
Javier says, y así sea. Dele usted un beso de padre.
No, no lo entiendes siquiera. Porque si llego a besarla, mira que no te la llevas. Dejadme solo, dejadme. Marchaos a la vaina.
And the chord wraps with the melody in the last romanza that says,
si por el ruido, si por la vera, si por el ruido se fue la mi morena.
Sin mi morena, morena clara, sin mi morena, no sirvo ya para nada.
And so, that way, Vidal is being left alone. Unfortunately, the love he had for Luisa Fernanda was never reciprocal. She lives with the love she always had from the beginning, that is Javier. And that is the reason why many people don't like Javier, many people don't like Luisa Fernanda herself, but really love Vidal Hernando. As you noticed, This is a very, very, very beautiful story with everything that a lovely representation could have. Beautiful voices, beautiful beautiful words, beautiful story, and a political background that we cannot put aside, as Spain had to struggle, has needed to struggle many times for the independence and the right to have the decisions made by the Spanish themselves. Thank you very much for having followed us on this program. Hope to see you sometime soon. And I would also like to thank Mariano, who was the other male baritone voice who helped me in reading some of these passages today. So thank you very much, Mariano, for joining me today. And I will be seeing you in another program sometime soon. Thank you and bye-bye.
We are posting more content in our profile in Ko-fi. You can find us there as Opera We Love Singing, all in one word. So go to Ko-fi, K as in key, O as in opera, dash, F as in food, and I as in ice. We'd love to see you there.